With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Art DeCesar, he joins us, race and sports supervisor at the Link in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. He joins us now. Hey, Art, Mark Malusis and David Deal with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Absolutely, gentlemen. Good morning. And you are right. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Any day when you got NFL football is a beautiful day. No, Art?
That's right, my man. We live for these days.
You know, let's start locally here first and foremost, Art, you know, with the Jets. Right now the line's sitting at, what, about 10 as the Jets are getting as they entertain the Buffalo Bills out at MetLife Stadium. Game kicks off a couple hours from now. Jets a little bit healthier. Becton, Darnold, Mims is going to play. No Jameson Crowder. Bills all banged up defensively. Any feel or any lean between the Bills and the Jets this afternoon?
Yeah, so you know what, gentlemen? Obviously, this was a game that opened actually at 11, and it got to as high as 13. But then, you know, you hit it perfectly, Mark. All the injuries that the Bills have, and then the Jets getting a little bit healthier. Obviously, no Flacco. Darnold's going to start, so the line got back to 10. I mean, the Jets have obviously been the worst team in the league. They're 0-6 ATS. It's really hard to back the Jets. It just is. I mean, personally, for me, I wouldn't touch the game because, you know, how do you take the Jets? But, you know, you have seen some sharp action on the Jets, and that's why the line has moved 3 points. And I think with Darnold starting, it's really helped them. So, you know, it's also a division game. You know, when you're given that many points in a division game, it's usually tough, and it's a road team given that many points. So, to me, it would be no play, but I don't know how you could back the Jets.
All right, Art, thanks for coming on as always. And here we go. 49ers are heading to New England to face the Patriots. Obviously, the 49ers are coming off of a big win after their devastating loss up against the Dolphins. And New England is coming off of their loss up against the Denver Broncos, where they had very little practice going into that one. I would love to hear your lean on this game.
Yeah, Dave, you know, this is one of those games. New England actually, to me, is a really solid play. You know, now it's sitting at the key number of 3. It actually opened at 3.5, and you saw some sharp action taking on the Niners, getting the 3.5. The game actually dipped to 2, so at some point during the week, you could have gotten New England under a field goal. It is at 3 right now, but, you know, I look at it like this. You know, New England, are they going to lose 2 in a row at home? You know Belichick's going to have them ready. San Francisco, you know, they've been good. They've fought off injuries, and now they're coming off an emotional win against a team on Sunday night in the Rams that they got a little thing going with. So to me, it's either New England or nothing.
You know, Art, when you mentioned sharp action, explain to the listener, because you were talking about the Jets and Bills game where that, you know, there was money on the Jets when it was at 13. Have you seen the money continue to come in on the Jets at the number sitting here at 10?
Yeah, you know, Mark, see, at this point now, and absolutely, and to explain sharp action to people, sharp action is when the sharp bettors find a number they feel is good. Obviously, you've got your key numbers in football, 3, 10, 7, those type of numbers. When they can find numbers that they feel are a little skewed, and in the NFL, when you're betting the NFL, a point and a half can make a big difference. So to me, once you get, especially in the Jet game, once you've got over, you know, when you're getting close to a touchdown, because even at 13, you could buy the point, you know, you could get to that key number of 14. So once it goes back to 10, the sharp bettors aren't going to be on that anymore. You know, now okay, you're going to have more of the public bettors. But yeah, that's usually what you're talking about in that spot.
All right, how about Saints and Panthers? Interesting one down there in New Orleans. The number has now come down under a touchdown. It's sitting here at 6.5 as we speak, Art. Any thoughts or any kind of lean between Carolina and New Orleans?
Absolutely. Carolina, to me, you might have missed the boat. It is 6.5 now. If you got it early in the week at 7, 7.5, if that was the move. Now, listen, once again, at 6.5, you can buy the half point. You can buy the point. You're going to pay a little bit of juice. But, you know, the Saints haven't been that great this year. Bridgewater and Carolina, even without McCaffrey, they've been pretty frisky. And Carolina with Bridgewater, and Bridgewater just in general, is incredible. I think he's 30-10 ATS. So he's been an incredible quarterback against the spread. And, you know, once again, another divisional game where there's a lot of points given in that game. So you could see that being a close game. So I definitely like Carolina in that game.
Well, we got another game today in Landover, Maryland, with the Dallas Cowboys facing the Washington football team. This is a game where we continue to figure out who really wants to win the NFC East, because it continues to be wide open. The Cowboys are coming in with a beat-up offensive line, and we know the strength of the Washington football team is their front four and front six based upon how they rotate. How do you see this game being played out today?
Yeah, Dave, you know, this is one of the most interesting games of the week. You know, as you said, this is, you know, who's going to take control of this NFC least, if you want to call it. But, you know, Dallas opened -3, and now it is Dallas +1. So that is a 4-point swing. And it's incredible because, obviously, you know, a lot of times we go on the last thing we saw. We know the Cowboys looked awful on Monday night. They just didn't look good. But, you know, Washington doesn't look good either. So it's really surprising to me that the line has shifted that much. I think there's probably some value on the Cowboys. I think they probably right the ship a little bit. And even the totals moved 4 points. It was 49, now it's 45. People might think, you know, hey, this is going to be a low-scoring game, 21-17. So maybe look towards the under. And like I said, I think there's some value to the Cowboys, and there's probably some value to the Cowboys if you're looking to put them in a teaser.
When you look at it, Art, and we're talking Art DeCesar, Link out there in beautiful Las Vegas, joining Melusis and Deal with you, Week 7 Football Sunday right here on The Fan. Art, when you look at the entire Sunday slate, you like Carolina, he hit upon the Bills game. What games do you love this afternoon when you look at it? What numbers are you looking at, and what matchups are you looking at that you want to try and take advantage of this afternoon?
Yeah, you know, Mark, I think we definitely touched on a couple of them. Carolina, I'm definitely a big fan of. You know, once again, if you didn't get the number at 7, 7.5, you might want to buy that up, or, you know, at least throw Carolina in a teaser. I think New England is definitely worth a look. And, you know, I do think this game is interesting. I think Kansas City going from 9.5 to 7 is interesting. I think they're going to be in a ton of teasers today. A lot of people are going to tease them to 1, or they're going to tease them to pick them. I think that could be a slugfest type of game. You know, even maybe you look at Kansas City, you know, -4 in the first half. I know it's a division game. I know there's going to be a ton of snow there. Denver has, you know, they've played okay. The defense is good. They got a lot of people coming back off injury as well. But, you know, Kansas City to me is still the best team in the league, and it's hard not to back them in spots.
You know, my last question for you, Art, is obviously we've got the Bears facing the L.A. Rams. People continue to question the Chicago Bears, saying it's the worst 5-1 team right now. And with the Los Angeles Rams sitting at 4-2, their 4 wins have come up against that NFC least that you talked about. How do you see this game playing out in Los Angeles? And do you think the Bears have enough offensively to keep up?
Yeah, Dave, you know, that's a great point. And that's a point I was stressing to some people yesterday. I said, you know, the Bears are 5-1. People think they're a fraud. And, you know, we know the Rams have a ton of talent. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But you're correct, 4-2 with 4 wins against the NFC least. So, you know, this is kind of a go-figure game, but the line is telling. Even with the, you know, the Rams having their 4 wins against the NFC East, they are -6. So I think that's a telling line. I think, you know, the bookmakers know the Rams have top talent, so we're going to put this number at, you know, almost under a touchdown. They're not going to give the Bears the full touchdown. So, to me, that's a tough game. I'm just going to enjoy the game. I wouldn't have a play on it myself. But, you know, I could see it going either way, but I think the Rams should be favored.
Art, last one for me is player props. A lot of people look at it as great value week in and week out in the National Football League. Any sharp money, any leans, any trends that you're looking in terms of player props this afternoon?
Yeah, Mark, you know, it's funny, as being in Vegas for as long as I have been now, you know, the player props have really turned into, like, the new thing. Everyone wants to bet player props. They're a lot of fun. You can just, you know, kind of hone in on one guy. And obviously, I think a lot of that has to do with the fantasy football. But the big one that has shifted today was the Mahomes prop. Mahomes, obviously, with the snow, everyone's starting to take their under. I think people also realize the Chiefs know they just want to run the ball now. Look what they did against Buffalo. And in that snow, you know, depending on where you get the Mahomes number, I've seen it drop 30 yards. It was around, you know, 290. Now it's, you know, low 270s, high 260s. So, you know, depending where you get that Mahomes number, maybe Mahomes under passing yards is a good one to look at.
You know, Art, last one on the props. Do you believe that, you know, the value is there, that that's where, you know, players can really, you know, we obviously love betting the numbers and betting matchups, but if you really do your homework, you can really put yourself in an advantageous position as a gambler with the player props?
I think you can, but I think you also got to remember this too, Mark. The props are going to be skewed number-wise. You're going to pay juice on props. So if you take an under, it could be minus 150. Sometimes, you know, so you're going to pay a little bit more juice, and those numbers can sway a lot. Whereas for the most part, unless the game is really skewed, you know, on a spread, you're paying minus 120 at the most. For the most part, it's going to be minus 110 on each side. So you have to be careful on those props that a lot of times you can extend yourself too much paying that big juice. You know, and if you're paying 150, 160 down, you know, down the hall, that's tough. You know, unless you're hitting those at a good rate, you're going to be paying too much juice on that. So I like to stay away from the props. I'm kind of old school, but it definitely is the new way to bet.
Art DeCesar, race and sports supervisor at the Link out there in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Art, good luck today. Enjoy all the action, all right?
Absolutely, gentlemen. It was a real pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
appreciate it, Art.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.